Webster City made the transition from the Hunters to the Hunted after their win over Clarion Goldfield Owls last Thursday. The first challenger would be Hampton Dumont Cal, and the Lynx had little issue taking care of business against the Bulldogs. The Lynx got out to a fast start from the get-go, as they never trailed in set one, taking it by a score of 25-10. Set two was perhaps the most dominant set the Lynx had played all year, at one point leading Hampton Dumont Cal 20-1, before closing out a 25-3 win in set number two. The Bulldogs did show fight in set three as they battled back and forth with the Lynx before Webster City regained control to win set three, 25-13, and take the match 3-0. Jess Howard's squad was once again led by the play of Sierra Rattenborg and Jocelyn Gurley. Rattenborg finished with a team-high 12 kills, while Gurley finished with 28 assists. Reese Casey was second in kills with 6, while Olivia Cash finished with 5 kills. Casey and Elena Finucane led the team in aces with 6. Webster City Volleyball will be back in action next Thursday as they host Iowa Falls Alden. South Hamilton Volleyball made the trek south to Perry on Thursday night to compete in the Perry Tournament. The Hawks finished 1-2 on the night, and while their record stands below 500 with a 10-11 record, they surpassed their season win total from a year ago. The Hawks opened up the tournament with a win against the Ogden Bulldogs from the West Central Activities Conference, taking it 2-0. Hawks won both sets by scores of 21-11 and 21-7. South Hamilton followed up the win with a matchup against Nottoway Valley from the Pride of Iowa Conference. The Hawks took set one 21-14 before Nottoway Valley rallied back to win the match, taking sets two and three by scores of 21-19 and 17-15, respectively. South Hamilton concluded the tournament against the Earlham Cardinals, also members of the West Central Activities Conference, and fell quickly 2-0. Earlham took set one by a score of 21-17 and took set two by a score of 21-9. Next action for South Hamilton will be next Thursday as they host Greene County. 95.7 KQWC will have coverage of the match on Thursday night. Clarion Goldfield Owls took a critical early season loss to Webster City last Thursday that put the Cowgirls behind the eight ball in the North Central Conference title race. The Cowgirls had a chance to bounce back Thursday night in Algona. It did just that with a sweep of the Bulldogs. Clarion Goldfield Owls took set one in the nail biter that finished 25-23 before a more convincing win in set two by a final of 25-19. Algona would not go down without a fight, however, as they pushed the Cowgirls to the limit again in set three before CGD was able to pull out a 25-23 win. The set three win gave the Cowgirls a hard-earned sweep of Algona. Summer Traub led the way for Clarion Goldfield Owls on Thursday night as she finished with 10 kills. Juniors Lexi Lane and Kennedy Turka finished with 6 kills each. Nikki Kapka was the Cowgirls' assist leader with 9, while also finishing with 3 kills, and freshman Indy Johnson finished with 4 assists. Next action for Clarion Goldfield Owls will be Tuesday as they host the Lions of Clear Lake in conference play. Eagle Grove Volleyball made the long trek north to Lake Mills on Thursday night to take on the 13th-ranked Bulldogs in top of Iowa conference play. The Bulldogs showed how they are so highly ranked in Class 2A with a dominating sweep of the Eagles. Lake Mills opened the night with a 25-10 win in set one to give themselves a 1-0 lead. The Bulldogs continued to build on its dominant first set, taking set two 25-9 and dominating set three 25-8. The Bulldogs moved to 7-2, while Eagle Grove fell to 0-13. Next action for the Eagles will be on Monday as they host 0-7 Fort Dodge St. Edmund. The South Hamilton cross country teams traveled to Ames to compete in the Gilbert Invitational hosted at the Iowa State cross country course. The girls' side of the meet included Class 3A No. 4 North Polk, 3A No. 17 Gilbert, Class 2A No. 10 Van Meter, 2A No. 11 Roland Story, 1A No. 8 Earlham, and 1A No. 16 ACGC. The South Hamilton girls finished 7th out of 12 teams, with the top placer being junior Annika Kienzel, who laid down a time of 22 minutes 45 seconds. Paige Doolittle and Anna Lammers finished 35th and 36th, with times of 22 minutes 58 seconds and 23 minutes 3 seconds, respectively. The boys' meet included teams such as Class 3A No. 3 Dallas Center Grimes, 3A No. 4 North Polk, 3A No. 17 Gilbert, Class 1A No. 1 Earlham, 1A No. 2 ACGC, and 1A No. 11 Madrid. South Hamilton finished 13th out of 14 teams, with the top placer in Landon Grove, who finished 41st in a time of 18 minutes 49 seconds. Eli Potter finished 51st in a time of 19 minutes 5 seconds. High school football will be on KQWC and KZWC tonight as Jerry Claver has the call as the Webster City Lynx play host to the 6th-ranked Raveley Shell Rock Gohawks, who are ranked number 6 in Class 4A per Radio Iowa. Pregame will start at 6:30 with kickoff at 7 p.m. on 95.7 KQWC. On AM 1570 and 92.9 FM KZWC, I will have the call as the Clarion Goldfield Dallas Cowboys will take on the Forest City Indians in Forest City tonight with pregame at 6:30 and kickoff at 7 p.m. live from Forest City. With local sports, this is Quinn Douglas reporting.